ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 14 टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड आइडियल फैमिली लाइफ। प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी। तये ते श्रेयस काला नृणाम श्रेयो विवर्धना कुर्यात् सर्वात्मनैतेषु श्रेयमोघं तदायुष। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ऑल दीज सीजनल टाइम्स आर कंसिडर्ड एक्सट्रीमली ऑस्पिशियस फॉर ह्यूमैनिटी। एट सच टाइम्स वन शुड परफॉर्म ऑल ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज, फॉर बाय सच एक्टिविटीज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग अटेन्स success in his short duration of life. When one comes to human form, purport by Srila Prabhupada, when one comes to the human form of life through natural evolution, one must then take the responsibility for further progress as stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.25. Yanti devratan devan, one who worships the demigods can be promoted to their planets. Yanti madhya jinapimam, and if one practices devotional service to the Lord, he goes back home, back to Godhead. In the human form of life, therefore, one is meant to act auspiciously in order to return home, back to Godhead. Devotional service, however, does not depend on material conditions. Ahaitaki aprathihata. Of course, for those who are engaged in fruitive activities on material platform, the times and seasons mentioned above are extremely congenial. Before I speak, I need the blessings of the senior devotees, and in fact all the devotees, because more or less everybody is senior to me. As your humble servant, trying to be humble servant, I'll try to present whatever little bit I got by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. But I need your blessings, Hare Krishna. So today we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the chapter entitled Ideal Family Life. So this verse, yesterday actually, Muralidhar Prabhu, he was explaining about Shraddha Ceremony. And so here in this verse, it is explained, not only that, if you want to do any fruitive activities, the times that he was reading yesterday, like Uttara Falguni, you know, Purva, what is that? All the months they were mentioned, the specific times to get some material benefit. You know, as far as Shraddha Ceremony is concerned, why is it considered auspicious? The reason is, we might have performed so many, in the case of materialists, might have performed so many sinful activities. So, Preta, Garuda Purana explains, Preta is nothing but the two bodies, gross and subtle. Gross body is not there, but only subtle body is present, you know, roaming here and there in ether. So, when these ceremonies are done, that is an opportunity where this preta, when pinda is given, eventually develops a grass body and takes birth again. Otherwise, grows around in different parts of the region for a very long time. So, these are a must for everybody. But unfortunately, due to the technological advancement, people have more or less given up. So that's why yesterday Prabhuji was giving an alternative how it should be offered. So, but coming back to today's verse, do we really know what is auspiciousness? Even sometimes, the beginners, they really do not know what is really auspiciousness. Many people think auspiciousness means, I have done this, I got a job. I have done this, I got a good match. I have done this, I am blessed with, maybe 20 years ago, not female child, but male child. So, we have our own conception of what auspiciousness is all about, but which may be wrong actually. So Prabhupada says, whole world, you know, unless otherwise we become a very, very genuine exalted devotees. What does Prabhupada says? Dhanam dehi, we want money. So people work hard, people who are pious, they pray to God, give me money, and they work hard. You got money, what next? Rupam dehi. Everyone wants beautiful. So one devotee, I don't want to mention the names, he said, he preached that I am not this body, you are not this body, you are not this body for 20 years. After 20 years of preaching, I am still, after this surgery, I am trying to come to the terms that I am not this body. One sannyasi told me in America, after this surgery, I am convinced that I am this body. Because I am going through such an excruciating pain. So, we want, after money, what we want? Prabhupada says, Rupam Dehi. Everyone wants beauty. You got Rupam also. Because of the auspiciousness. Because of the pious karma. What else? Rupavati Bharyana Dehi. Give me a beautiful wife. These are Prabhupada quotations actually. So if we are blessed with all these things, we consider our lives perfect. If somebody is a little bit more intelligent, they will take a spiritual insurance. You know, what are you doing? You all people, you go to temple of Diya Jalate hai, but I chant 16 rounds. But if it is not supported by proper philosophical conclusions, it may lead to deviations. It is true with everybody. Because everyone wants to look beautiful. Nobody is exception except a few very, very exalted devotees. So we keep ourselves in that safety zone. And when everything is cool, then chant 16 rounds with focus. But do we really know what is auspiciousness? Many people in the past have been confused. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. Satrajit. He was blessed with, he worshipped sun god. And he got Shamantakamani. We all know the story very well. 170 pounds of gold it generates. And where Shamantakamani is present, first of all, there is no opposition. Everyone wants that. If you are surrendered to me, I will wash your feet. But you have to surrender to me. So no opposition, you have to serve me. and no untimely death, no depression, no mental agitation. Everybody is mentally agitated today. And that's what is called itibada. You know, these threefold miseries, they're absent. What else anyone wants? He is blessed with that type of a jewel. On the top of it, when he walks on the roads, when you want money, what next? Fame. How many times I appeared in the TV? Or how many people in this world know about me? When he is walking, people are thinking, the sun god himself is appearing. But can we ever imagine, or rather, did he ever imagine that the same thing that he coveted throughout his life is the reason for his ghastly death? Is the same reason for which he has imputed the Supreme Lord? He leveled allegations against him. Of course, rather, when he realized his mistake, he offered his daughter and established a relationship. We really do not know what is really auspiciousness. So we have auspiciousness. Somebody comes and tells you, Prabhu, you have good news. How many of us think about Krishna? Are Krishna in that good news? Actually, one day somebody was telling me, that determines your next life. Somebody comes and tells you, Prabhu, you have good news. Suddenly something pops up in your mind. What is that? That tells our next life. Is it material? Because that is on the surface. The devotee was telling me. Good news means I got an opportunity to serve my Guru Maharaj, or this, or this, or this. Before that person tells, immediately we think of, what is that good news? Who is there? Is it, here it is written, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, or something else? If it is unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, our destination is fixed. If it is something else, our destination varies. I want to tell you a story which I have experienced in my life. This family, they are very nice Gujarati family. You know, somehow or other, want to go to America. Got married. You know, will not very much educated. But many relatives were there in America, so let us go. So in 70s, you know, they struggled to get a visa. Finally, Haribol, one day they got visa. And you know, so America, there is a saying, stars and stripes are forever, only happiness, no distress, you know. First heaven, after heaven only, further than America. Of course, all the dreams are shattered today, that's a different thing. So this family at a very young age, married, and you are going to the other side of the earth, only enjoyment. You know, so they might have cracked so many coconuts, and thank you. I don't need to see India again. Flew to America. And what is this? Clean, no pollution, nothing. And on the top of it, it's very easy to get a job actually. Those days, that too, 1970s. Early 80s, late 70s. Husband got a job. What he did, you should also do, you know, of course, once you go there, the problems start. But the opportunities are there. So he found a job for our wife also. You should also work because we have to earn with not two hands, four hands. She also started working. You know, no one can stop the time. They already have children. Children, instead of Gujarati, they are speaking English. Wow. So once in a while they come to India. Children speak only English, no Gujarati. And all the relatives.
you have attained the perfectional life. So this Prabhuji might not have done that, but definitely he might have lifted his collar at least 100 times. So the children are growing up. Everything is wonderful, you know. So they were making hay when sun was shining. They purchased a house, but because they were not so educated, so they were making money, but they were able to very nicely make their ends meet. What of the money? Majority of portion was going to the mortgage. So they were growing. So they had a hope. Both sons, two sons. So when these people become good doctors or engineers, you know, they will help us. Then we can go to, we can move to palatial mansions. In that process, what they did, they neglected the children. These children picked up bad things from Indian and American cultures. And, you know, 18 means you'll have girlfriend. That's a different thing. So they appreciated. Why? They have some cultural connection. So here, you know, whom they are connected to, she's also Gujarati, top of it American. American Gujarati. Wow. So the marriage was performed. You know, then what happened? Then actual American thing started. Till both the sons said tata to parents. We are flying off. We got our wings. Everything is fine, but who will pay the mortgage? By the time the parents became 55, so they were a little bit devastated because children picked up bad habits. Not only children, but the daughters-in-law also picked up. And they do no respect. So, but at least they were doing very well. You know, wife and husband, you know, you are there for me, I'm there for you, working. But time is crooked. Husband got paralysis. Cannot work. So no problem. But problem is it no problem? No. Who will pay the mortgage? Government is telling we'll take the house. Mother begged to the sons. He don't need to come, but come and pay the mortgage. Mm-hmm. They will not. We'll come only on Mother's Day and Father's Day. And we'll worship you nicely that day. And we'll bring you bring the best sweets, but we'll not pay the mortgage. The father, though paralyzed, he had to work. You know, some security guard, late nights he had to work. The mother, she would do a small job, same job she has been doing for 20, 30 years. She said, Prabhuji, we do not know the culture is like this. Not only we lost our money, we have nothing today. This house, don't know when the government will come and take the house. Because we are barely meeting our rents and we don't have enough money to pay mortgage. But in that process of making money, what happened? We lost our children. And now, we have picked up so much reputation back home. Can we go back home and show our face? We got used to this culture. Nagarka, nagatka. And we are not here, not there. But the mother is praying, Krishna, please, my Lord, I never, you know, in this for 30 years I have not prayed you, I am praying you. What? Don't give me any paralysis because I am the only supporting, I'm only the support to the family. Now you tell me. Same family, had their visa been rejected 30 years ago, what would they have thought? So, what we think in terms of auspiciousness, so-called, is not. And because the materialists are even, you know, beginners, we don't have foresightedness. We don't see long. No? The problem with any conditioned soul, irrespective of his ashram, is any situation you are there, you'll try to get settled. Once you are settled, start breathing the airs of fresh air. You try to develop familiarity with that situation. Try to exploit the situation and forget the abundant gifts that Krishna gives, and we slacken. Definite. Unless otherwise we listen Bhagavatam every day, unless otherwise somebody slaps again and again and again, the tendency of the conditioning is, rather conditioned soul is, I am idhar achhi taraf chal raha hai. For brahmacharis, tinvar, in between madhuram sweets also. And we have access to Mahaprasad straight. I'm just giving an example, but we try to get settled. You know, last mala, sola mala ho gaya. 24 ghante tak dekhne ki zarurat hi nahi. So if it is true with unstabilized devotees, want to speak of materialists whose qualification is to enjoy, somehow or other enjoy. So, what is Prabhupada telling here? You know, recently I went to, for 10 days, I traveled South India for preaching. See how deep every purport that Prabhupada writes is a whip in Srimad Bhagavatam. When people resort to demigod worship for material gains, once they get that material gains, they will stop coming to the temple. Same thing is happening. In Mumbai, when you walk, nobody respects you. I said, I thought that's fine, you know. But when we have gone to remote village, I went with His Grace, Smita Krishna Prabhu, actually. Together we went. That person came to me. It's like, you know, very, very beautiful countryside with fully grown crops under Krishna River. You know, that person came to me and said, Prabhuji, nobody will listen to the class if you say, you know, if you chant Hare Krishna, you'll go back to Krishna. You have to preach to them. By chanting Hare Krishna, what benefits they will get? You preach to them. Here in our village, so there is one Mataji, they will go to her. She will say, you do this, you'll get a male child, baby boy. You do this, you'll get a baby girl. And people do it, they'll get it. Aisa, aap batana hai. Change your lecture. Huh? He came straight to me and he told me, I'm honest. In 5 minutes, I changed it. And I told the story, Sudama story actually. How Krishna gives money. Of course, that may not be the exact purport. Krishna wanted to belittle Sudama's pride that, you know, he's fully a renunciate, though present in family life. But people, they want externals, you know. Krishna gave so much money. Ah. Lecture hone ke baad, one person said, Prabhuji, aisa kahane hai to, aur ek batao. Tell some more pastimes. So, no. Such a temporary thing it is. Prabhupada says, how long can a Sputnik revolve in the space? It has to land. It has to land. You know? Otherwise, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna. Yesterday, Prabhuji was quoting about Shraddha Ceremony. There was a word here. Let me share one little experience I had in my life. I was just a beginner to Krishna consciousness. And 10 years ago, so my father's ceremony, you know, death anniversary, I was listening. And, you know, so this person was telling, so and so, Sarvanam, Brahmaloka Praptirastu. I said, wait, wait. Recently, I learned this shloka. Abrahma Bhumanalaka Punarartu Arjuna. There also, you have to die. You know, we are giving him money. And we are feeding him also. And what is he sending? What is he blessing my father to? Brahmaloka Praptirastu. I said, I don't want. So, no, I don't want my father to go to Brahmaloka. So, change the mantra and tell him, Krishna Loka Praptirastu. And that person looked at me, you know. He saw me from day one. Are itna bada ho gaya? So, actually, these mantras, I'm honest with you, learned so many years. You know, nice meter. Sadama Sandraja Rudraja Nama Sankaraya Cha Giraya Cha. Are wow, kya bol rahe ho? Evim Vedayopa Mayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati. And then the teacher will be watching you. Means stop. Then, Yoma Payatan. I don't know the meaning. You don't know the meaning. Nobody knows the meaning. Then why? I have been reciting this for so many years. I know so many slokas, I don't know the meaning. So for the first time in the association of devotees, when I read, Bhapre, see these slokas I have been reciting, but I don't know the meaning, you know. So, of course, it does have some benefit, no doubt. Mantra is powerful. But if we learn the meaning, understand what it is, and more than after that, assimilate, apply in our life. Otherwise, like a parrot, you know, padle kya pura padliya? Kitne bar back and back to, you know, front to back, back to front. Char bar ho gaya. Kya ho gaya char bar? You don't know, I don't know, nobody knows. So what is more important is application. So here, you know, Yanti Deva Vradhan Deva, Pitriyanti Pitrivrata, Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya. In internet there is a wonderful story. Christian traditions don't believe in rebirth. One Mataji, she one day happened to meet with an accident, went into coma. She was not coming back. So, after finally, you know, doctors were working, she came back from coma. She was very happy. Why? So she told her parents, I met grandfather. Babre, you met grandfather? Yeah. So where is he? He is in one planet. She gave the descriptions. The parents, they did not give importance to that because they thought her consciousness was not straight. But she said, no, I met grandfather. He said to me, he is waiting for grandmother to reunite. In 3 months, he said, she is going to come back. 3 months, grandmother died. Serious. This story is from Australia. So, then though she is from Christian traditions, she believes these lokas exist. They are there. And rebirth is there. Very much there. But the problem is, once that stipulated time is over, come back. You go to higher planets, Chinapunye, Matyalokam Vishanti, you have to come down. So likewise, we are caught up in this cycle of birth and death since the time immemorial. Like, you know, number 8. What is number 8? Infinity. Upar jane ke nahi. Why 8? Why not 1? Not like that. 8 means ek bar upar jane ke ek bar niche aane ka. Aisa. But Krishna is telling. What is he telling? Bhutani yanti bhutyajya yanti madhyajino pimam. If you pray to Bhutas, you will go to Bhutas only. There is one mission in India. Kinkobo, I personally witnessed in my life. You are worshipping him, that's fine. Everything is same. Before coming to Hare Krishna's, I was there. I was thinking how everything is same. You know, Singapore has a ghost festival. Serious. They have a ghost festival. So sometimes we think, you know, who are there to worship ghosts? They are there, very much there. America has a just exactly same time of Deepavali. 2-3 days here and there, back and forth. There is a festival, Halloween. You want me to explain? You'll be really, really amazed to what extent ignorance can go. Serious. Halloween festival means ghosts are there. So on this day, wear that type of ghostly dress, choose a haunted house, go there and horrify the ghost. And I'm serious. No, I'm not joking actually. So what they do is, America means one PhD student where I used to preach, he said, Prabhuji, America is not a society, it is an industry. Means behind everything, money should be there, you know. Any festival was started with this motive, money motive. So what they did, nowadays technology improved. You know, all these radioactive materials came into existence. So what they did, you know, they started making dresses, putting radioactive elements, radioactive materials. So when you wear that skeleton dress and goes in the night, I'm telling honestly, if you see any person little bit carelessly, your heart will stop and you'll die. You know, they will wear such a scary, scary faces. They'll wear skeleton dresses which are with radioactive elements. They'll be glowing like that in the night. Same time here, what is our culture? You know, he represents, you know, Naraka represents darkness. Diya jalavo, you know, burn the lamps. But there, choose a haunted house. I'm serious. And they go there. They don't go alone. Then men and women. Why? It's because Bhagavatam is not there. They gave up all these things 50 years ago. If we give up today, 50 years later, Deepavali, they will be celebrating like this only. Now we are only in passion. What? Buy crackers and throw it in his house and he will throw in our house, fight. So people do not know Krishna, you know, what is that? Krishna killing Nargasura. So, bulge. But if you worship me, you know, Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja, Yanti Madhyajana, you will come back to me. So that's why, what is the topmost thing? Ahaituki Apratihata. That is the topmost. Rest are all cheating only. Literally cheating. What is that we are cheating ourselves? The certain society has come to such a degradation. Somebody is taking up this. You will be looked down upon. They don't value you. But this is the real thing. The world may not know. Even in the devotee circles, you may not be holding a position. But you will be making a... You may be only, making only a small garland. But the same thing, Srila Prabhupada. What Srila Prabhupada has done, can anyone do? Nabhuto nabhavishyati, what he has done. Nobody in the past, nobody in the future can do it or did it. But what is Srila Prabhupada telling? When I was in Radha Damodar temple, this old Mataji, she would come standing in the morning Mangalarti. Before the curtain opens, she is there. Srila Prabhupada is writing here, devotion doesn't depend upon material conditions. What does he have? What does she have? Nothing. She has a small lota. She will stand before Radha Damodar, holding that small pot. I have nothing, but I have this water, Yamuna water. Prabhupada, throughout his lectures all over the world, Prabhupada quoted this. She has this devotion. Krishna was accepting the devotion. What is she offering? A lot of Yamuna water. Krishna is pleased. Why? Ahaitiki apratihata. Same thing she is doing. Does she know mantras? She may not know. She may not even know the mantras that we do. But what she knows? Heart. What is bhakti? Bhakti means not ashram. Bhakti means heart. If you have it. So one devotee told me, he went to Vrindavan. He was standing. One old Mataji, she was abandoned by all the sons, relatives. She is alone, became a destitute. So when she became a destitute, who is her shelter? Krishna. What is she telling? She is coming before Krishna and she is telling, my Lord, I have become very old. Bhakti nahi, bhakti karne ke liye shakti nahi. She is telling it. This devotee initiated 25 years ago, preaching to hundreds of devotees, made hundreds of devotees. He is telling, not even once in my life I said a sentence like this. She is telling, bhakti nahi, bhakti karne ke liye shakti bhi nahi, my Lord. My Lord, I don't have bhakti, I don't have even energy to do bhakti. He is telling, she is more advanced. Why? Now you tell me, what auspiciousness there? So-called, quote-unquote, in America they show like this. Material. Everything is wiped out. But Krishna has given that crest jewel. My Lord, bhakti nahi. Bhakti karne ke liye shakti nahi. That helpless, fully surrendered. Somebody comes and tells you, good news. Kya? Bhagwan bhakti denge kya? That is the good news for her. So, any situation that leads us to that situation, yes, it is difficult for me also when turbulent situations come. But at least theoretically, we understand that this is leading me to bhakti. With folded hands, we raise our palms. It's Krishna, thank you very much. If we can't tell that statement, whether it's auspicious or inauspicious, it is inauspicious only. Why? People, sometimes Krishna takes away. People become paupers. How many people become devotees? They don't. Means it is really inauspicious. Somebody, attained a lot of material things and they don't remember Krishna. Very inauspicious. When Sudama Vipra, when he saw all these things, my Lord, please don't create illusion, my Lord, with all these appearances. But how Sudama Vipra was not illusioned despite Krishna gave him everything? He imprinted the lotus feet of Krishna in his heart. That is how, despite having all the appearances, he was least affected. That is Ahaitika Pratihata. Today is the divine appearance day of Gadadhar Pandit. He has exhibited, what is Ahaitiki Apratihata? Rakobi Marobi Joicha Tumara. This or that, whatever is your wish, my Lord, I am your servant. Birth after birth. We may not exemplify that in mode. At least theoretically, if we understand, probably a day will come in one lifetime. That is much higher than liberation. That's why bhakti is higher than mukti. So, because he has this attitude, what is he called? Gadadhara Pranadana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, very dear. I mean, Gadadhar Pandit is very dear to Mahaprabhu. Why? He has this attitude. What is that? Gadadhara Panditera Sudha Gada Bhava Rukmini Devere Aiche Dakshina Swabhava Sudha Gada Bhava. His love for Mahaprabhu is very deep. Is so deep. Like Mother Rukmini, she never uttered anything. Despite, anything, even though Krishna was sometimes joking at her, mocking at her, why you married me, a cowherd boy, why not Shishupal? She was always worried, Krishna may abandon me.
But she was very humble, tolerated. But somehow, like a slippery ground, how we hold onto that grass as the support. She was always holding onto that. Rukmini Devere Aiche, Dakshina Swabhava.
Jagadananda Pandit, he loves loving quarrels with Mahaprabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit is not like that. In the episode of Vallabha Bhatta, Vallabhacharya would go to everybody and he would say, "Will you listen to me?" "No." "Why?" "It is very displeasing to Mahaprabhu." One day Vallabha Bhatta went to Mahaprabhu and said, "You all people, you consider Krishna as your eternal husband. Wife doesn't see the name of husband. Why you are chanting Krishna's name?" Mahaprabhu immediately reverted. "The first instruction of the husband is to chant the name. That's why we, the obedient servants of Krishna, we chant the name." Done. Closed. So, somehow or other, he wanted to show to the society, Bengali society of Bengali devotees, surrounded by Mahaprabhu all the time. He tried his best. But when he was, mildly again and again chastised and rebuked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his literature was not accepted by Sarvadamodara Goswami, devotees were scared. But then he found out one person who is so sweet. He will not say no to me. Who is that? Gadadhar Pandit. So he wanted somebody to listen his literature and say, "You are wonderful." So, but nobody. But who is that one person? Gadadhar Pandit. He went to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit knew, but he doesn't want to offend a Vaishnava. He knew it is very displeasing to Mahaprabhu. Actually, he says that. It's very, very displeasing. But he listened. Why? "I cannot break the heart of a devotee." So Mahaprabhu neglected him. Shurabdhavadar Goswami is telling, Mahaprabhu is neglecting you. You are right. Why you don't, defend yourself? Ami paratantra amara Prabhu Gaura Chandra Tandra Agnya Vinami Nahi Hai Swatantra. I am completely dependent on my Lord. And my Lord is who? Gaura Chandra. I can't do anything independently. So let him do whatever he wants to do. Pandita kahe, he is telling, Prabhu Swatantra Sarvajna Siromani Tandresana Tandresane Hatakari Balanahi Mani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely independent. He is the topmost omniscient personality. It would not look well to talk to him as if I were his equal. He was telling to Swarup Damodara Goswami, he can do whatever he wants to do with me. He is the omniscient supreme personality of Godhead. If he finds angry with me, if he becomes angry with me, no problem. In that anger, if he is happy, let him be happy. Anything that he does with me, he is very happy for me. Why? Because he is happy. That is bhakti actually. People, actually here the last point I'm finishing. So ayati apritihata is very pleasing. Yatma suprasiddhati. It is very, very pleasing. People don't understand. This will not please. What will please? Unmotivated, uninterrupted. It will definitely please. What is name? Bellamangala Stoker. Bhaktisthai Bhagavan Yadi Sthiratarsya. Instead of groping here and there, do bhakti. For whom? If you say, Prabhupada says, you know, I love my country, that is not bhakti. I love this demigod, that is not bhakti. Or Prabhupada's word says, I love my wife, that is not bhakti. That is something else. Bhakti means only to Bhagavan. Love means only to Bhagavan. So Bellamangala Thakur is telling, Bhakti stai Bhagavan. Bhakti for Bhagavan. How? Stiratarashya, steady. Sick, chant 16 rounds. You know, not sick, chant 16 rounds. Happy, 16 rounds. Unhappy, 16 rounds. Devastated, 16 rounds. Casual, 16 rounds. So, no matter what, hold on to the Lord's sweet of the devotional service, the creepers of the devotional service. Then what happens? Daivena smurata divya kishora murti. That 16-year-old boy will come. Kishora, kaishora, adolescence. Then what he'll do? He'll start playing with you. He'll start joking with you. He'll pull your dhoti. He'll pull your chadar. Then what happens? You are so busy playing with him, relishing the loving exchanges with him. What happens? Everybody, Bellamangala Thakur is telling, whole world is looking for mukti. But that mukti is my maid servant. Mukti mukulitanjali, sevate asman. This Muktikanta, Prabhupada is telling, she comes and stands at the doorstep. In Prabhupada's words, sir, what can I do for you? And she has three more maid servants. What is that? Dharma Ardha Kama. Samaya Gataya Pratishta. Dharma Ardha Kama. Everybody wants money. But that is maid servant to Mukti. That maid servant with three more maid servants is standing at my doorstep and telling folded heads, sir, what can I do for you? She is submitting herself to me. But Bellamangala Thakur is telling, I'm busy. Why you are busy? Why I am busy? I am playing with the 16-year-old boy. I'm exchanging the loving exchanges with this 16-year-old boy. I don't have time to look at you. I don't want you. Dharmardha kama samaya gataya pratishta. I don't want. Why? I'm happy here. I'm blissful. What else I need? I'm enjoying here. You are here. I'm in the top floor. You are beach me. I'm sorry, I don't need. Somebody is giving you know, A-class fried puris. And you're eating that. Somebody, Prabhu, have rotten chapatis, will you eat? For your kind information, you don't know. I already am eating better than rotten chapatis, nice fried puris. There is one person, Richard Gere, Hollywood actor. They were using Los Angeles temple for some shooting. He was shocked. I am living in the same city for so many years, but I don't know that this is there. And he said, I am envious of you people. I said, why? We thought we are the best enjoyers in the world. But you people? So that day, it's a long hours of shooting. He came in the morning. So devotees, you know, early morning they do. Because if you want to finish your shooting, you have to come early morning and get your job done. But by the time they came early morning, Mangalarti, everybody is dancing. Luckily, there is only one temple in America where you see some good crowd, crowd of people dancing. So, LA temple gets like, I heard 150, 200 people. So, they are dancing. Whatever, 5 o'clock dancing. So, they have reached that high in the 5 o'clock itself. And breakfast, you know. First day, so they gave all the Mahaprasad to him, 8 items. Bapre. Breakfast items, 8 items means. So he knew only what? The bagel, you know, that bread and toast. Always. All 8 items. He went crazy. Then he said, how many items for lunch? You know, lunch will have. So in between, you know, the Guru Puja, he saw the devotees dancing. You people are dancing for hour. They pay so much money. Still we can't dance. And you are not paid at all, but you are in ecstasy. And he said, I am envious of you people. You know, you're all so blissful, you know. And I know you must not be, you know, we people make so much money living in Beverly Hills. And there is only, actually that movie was based on Hare Krishna's, you know, they use last LA temple. So, it's very pleasing. Thing is initially a little bit difficult. But if if you little bit work hard, that sincerity, what is sincerity? Sincerity means day after day, month after month, year after year, if possible, birth after birth. Continue unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. Then, one day if Krishna is happy, he will give us unlimited, fully drowned, that we reject Muktikanta also. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so happy, who was such a scholarly, the whole India he was attracting because of his scholarly ability. But when he was converted, he was splashing water in Narendra Sarovar like a child playing, you know. That scholarly, you know, what is that, a dhira, sober man became like a child dancing, you know. That is bhakti. Thank you very much. If I have spoken anything wrong, please do excuse me as your humble servant. Srila Prabhupada ki, Garandharashimad Bhagavatam ki, Hare Krishna.